Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum. It's museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We got Jace.
What's good?
And we got Seth.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Howdy do.
This is week 70 of The Breaking Point, the one and only. Yes, we reached week 70.
Week 70.
Congratulations.
Big number. Big number.
Thank you. All right, yeah, we're going strong all the way to 100.
There's some other people having trouble with their love lives. These people in Massachusetts, Concord, Massachusetts, the Neshoba Brook Bakery. On their granola, the package says that one of the ingredients is love, and the FDA was not having it. So they told him, hey, guess what? Love's not an ingredient. Take it off.
Which I think is completely ridiculous.
I agree.
Love is definitely an ingredient, because if you put love into something, that means that you make it with care and precision, and it therefore it's just better overall.
Absolutely. And it goes with the personality set of it, too. Like, you put love into it, you are overall have a better time, and the thing itself will come out better.
But love is a process, not an ingredient.
It could be both.
No.
What do you mean by...
You can't physically put love into granola.
You don't think they've been doing the same granola process for however long?
Ooh.
Fair point. That's a fair point.
That's getting deep over here.
We're already getting philosophical. It's like 5 minutes in.
Now, I brought this up in my Latin class, and people were saying that they agree with the FDA saying that it shouldn't be an ingredient because it's a slippery slope, and eventually that you can say whatever can be in food. Like, you can say you put swag in food and stuff like that.
Like rap snacks.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Wildlife selfies and poaching. I mean, you can maybe reason that they're taking the animals and then killing them, but that doesn't make sense. Poaching is usually... they find blood or something,
you know,
at the spot.
That's true, because why would you take a selfie with the picture, post it on Instagram, and then poach
kill
it?
Right. The animal?
Well, the Instagram said they remove reported content that promotes poaching of endangered species or the sale of animals for organized fight, and that includes acts of animal abuse. So, like, they're saying if it promotes poaching. So I don't know if that's, like, what the goal is, like, what they think the people's goal is, but, yeah. So they're saying if things are poaching, but then... I think that's their original statement. And then the activists are like, just get rid of animal pictures in general.
But that doesn't make sense. I think that's too far.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not good for the animals, though, to pick them up and touch them and stuff. Because that's not how they're supposed to be. Like, that's not the way of nature.
Or
how
it's intended. But is it because we are a part of nature?
No.
No.
But if we
destroy nature, dude.
Okay.
Like, look at that. Look where you're standing. This used to be a field.
Do we destroy nature, or are we a part of nature?
We are destroying nature, and we are also a part of it, but not nature.
But define nature.
We're a part of nature.
Forest,
because
state
we
parks.
Destroy it.
Okay,
right.
But exactly. My house is made of wood, and thus...
That's a terrible argument.
It's nature.
just stop
You're
stop
chopping
there.
Down nature.
Yeah, just stop.
Awful
there,
argument.
Yeah. You know what, guys? I think I'm a part of nature.
In Texas, right, there's this multimillionaire. His name... I can't find.
He's a multimillionaire.
Tony Busby. He's an attorney, and he's a huge history buff, and he has this multimillion-dollar home in one of the richest neighborhoods in Texas, right? And he bought this $600,000 tank.
Like an army tank?
Yeah, like an army
like
tank.
Like a World War II army tank.
Yeah, it like went to France, like Normandy and all that, and he's parked it in the street in front of his house.
No way.
Yes.
That's crazy.
What? And like...
In my neighborhood, we're not even allowed to park our cars on the street.
Wait, really?
Exactly. Yeah. This homeowners association's so mad. They're like, we're going to ticket this. We're going to try and move it. We're going to do everything. Like, and then he's like, he came back and he was like, well, you guys can't really do anything to it because it's not really breaking any laws or anything. So this particular tank landed in Normandy. It liberated Paris and ultimately went all the way to Berlin.
That's literally like World War II. Like,
that's so cool.
That's the biggest, richest history of a tank ever.
Right.
So, charge like, money. Make a museum.
Yes, that's the move.
Homeowners Association, if you're listening, we support you. make the tank a museum.
No, the no, that's not supporting the homeowners.
The homeowners association wants it to.
No, I support the millionaire.
Tony,
I got you.
Well, Tony eventually he gave in. He said it's not violating any ordinance, but he's gonna move it to a ranch he has in Texas, in East Texas. He's rich, dude.
He can still make that into a museum.
He make that a museum.
That's probably easier, to be honest.
A better breakfast with the tank. Like,
oh my gosh,
you can do it.
You can sleep in the tank.
Okay, that's a little far.
That'd be like VIP.
That'd be like one
that'd
person.
That'd be a lot more.
One person. All right, guys, we're going to take it to a quick break. This is Full Circle by Life in Film, only here on 91.3. Stay tuned. We got some crazy new stories coming up next.
Yes.
Yeah, stay tuned. I am not a fan of the iPhone 10, to be honest.
It seems a little overhyped, wouldn't you? Like, because there's like face scan, right?
Yeah, and that's like about it.
Yeah.
That like scares me.
The face scan?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think it's weird. Don't know.
Well, they're saving it all locally. So it's like all on your phone. They're not going to upload it anywhere.
But that's what they say.
Yeah.
I know, but like that just freaks me out. Like scenarios. Like,
yeah, I should have talked about that last week.
Shoot.
Yeah, the government stealing our faces.
They're making clones of us.
You could have phrased that so much better.
Sounds like a bunch of aliens just abducting people.
Well, with the iPhone 10, what they're saying is that this new face scanning technique could cause problems, especially for kids under the age of 13.
Well, it's not that they're going to cause problems. It's that the phone will have problems with them.
Yes.
You're not going to have like issues if you get your face scanned by a phone.
Yeah. So
it's so much easier to access.
So what they're saying is that when you scan your phone when you're a kid and then like your face changes, that it won't be able to scan your face eventually.
You can't like update your face?
No,
like your picture?
It's like hardware programmed into it, which is kind of dumb.
Oh, that's not smart at all.
No.
Okay, I don't like that.
I think it should be like your fingerprint where you can put multiple fingerprints in.
And it doesn't change.
And I mean, to
put
be
multiple faces in.
Ooh.
But then other people could like open your phone.
Right.
Well, I guess it could be like that you're okay with that. Like,
right.
You can have different other people's fingerprints in your phone.
That's true. That's true. But like, what I think is, I think the whole thing is useless anyways, because when you... I just feel like I'd be really obnoxious. You're just chilling. Like, maybe you're trying to sneak on your phone your phone in class. You gotta open your phone. You gotta be, like, put it against...
That'd be in good lighting.
Good lighting. Too? It's up against your...
Oh,
it's, like,
I didn't
facing
think
your
about
face.
That.
Yeah.
Like, what if you wanted to unlock your phone at night?
Oh.
Ooh. Okay, you know, like, movies when it, like, scans your face and, like, the line goes over your face?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it do that?
No.
Wait, at movies?
Oh. It's just like in movies, like, advanced, like, futuristic.
Oh, no, it did. Rachel.
Rachel. I know nothing about the 10.
Oh, Rachel.
I feel like I've become the new village idiot on the show.
It's okay.
That's Ethan.
Yeah.
That's always been Ethan.
You just try to make me look bad.
We always try to make you look bad.
You create so
Don't
many
say
opportunities.
I do it myself.
You create
Don't.
So many opportunities.
It's okay, Rachel. Oh, we accept you for who you are.
So Apple's struggling with their new technology, but Japan has some crazy huge advances they're making. So they're making a flying car. Like a legitimate flying car. And they're using it to transport the torchbearer for the next Olympics.
I remember reading a book in like fifth grade or something. And it was like, the first flying car will be made in like 2013. They lied.
I know.
It definitely was not.
I hate those books. And especially like Back to the Future. Like,
oh,
so close.
Love that.
Dude, they were a year off.
I know.
That's so sad.
So with the Cubs
were supposed to win the World Series in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have died happy.
Or no, 2015. My bad. And they won in 2016.
Wasn't it in the seventh game, too?
Yeah, game seven. Against the Cleveland Indians, which is even more ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
Love Back to the Future.
But then you got to remember that it was... flying cars that they had and stuff like that.
Hey man, we're gonna get flying cars like this year from Japan.
That would be so hype. Could you imagine just like, oh, I'm not driving on the road anymore, I'm driving in the sky.
Yeah, it's crazy. This thing is it has three wheels and it could fly above the ground.
Wait a minute, three wheels where,
like a trike
on the bottom?
Wow, man.
Yeah,
very insightful.
It's like you know those like midlife crisis bikes
that
the tricycle motorbike. It's like that. And it's gonna fly. What?
Midlife crisis bike?
That's for sure what it
Sorry,
is.
Sorry, I got stuck on that.
Yeah. But it has it's a midlife crisis bike and it flies 33 feet above the ground and can get to 62 miles per hour in the air and 93 miles per hour on the ground.
So are they gonna start having speed limits in the sky?
How are they going to do that, though? Like, how are they going to do lanes?
Yeah, are they going to have traffic circles in the sky?
I guess you would just
roundabouts,
like fly parallel. But to the lane underneath you.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Oh,
maybe it has a glass floor. No, but then you're looking down while you're driving. That's scary. No.
Whole thing is scary.
That's true.
Whole thing's scary, but there's only going to be like a handful of people.
Think about how many birds you're going to kill.
What?
You're going to run into so many birds.
Do birds fly 33 feet above the ground? I feel like they fly higher or lower.
Well, I mean, you see them in trees all the time.
But you don't see them on a plane.
33 feet is so like, it's such a specific number.
Is that really high?
Like, yeah, I don't even like know.
I don't know. I don't know how tall 33 feet is.
Okay, so think. So I'm 6 foot.
Are you?
It's yes. Three stories. A story's 10 feet.
That's it's three and a third story, actually.
A third.
So yes,
you would, that's not even a third. That's something else.
So you would be flying into birds then? Yes.
Would you though?
I mean, birds fly that high. But, I know I've seen birds.
Well, but the thing. Have you seen birds before? You've seen birds?
Yes,
I've seen birds.
So, but like, you can go lower than 33. So like, maybe you go but then what if you hit buildings? Unless you're following the lanes, I'm figuring this all out. Never mind, it's all good.
Japan needs to figure this out.
I just don't know how you would do it.
I give it 10 more years before it becomes...
Well, it's not going to become a norm, but they're making it to, like... So the
more plausible,
the 10 whole, years. The whole deal... Like no. Like, this is legit happening. And the deal is they're going to transport the torchbearer with it. Because that's Japan. And that's what they do.
Japan, China.
Yeah, but then you have to figure out air traffic control and, like, so many other factors.
Planes? Air traffic control exists.
Yeah.
No, I know, but you have to do it with planes and cars and like all of this.
You were like a police officer and you had to stand on a platform that flies up in the air and you just stand on it and you're just like waving around.
Dude, where do you land? You have to come down at some point.
In a parking spot?
Yeah, in a parking spot. You just come straight down.